Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
To declare your independence on the Free Talk Live Network.
It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here! Let us make them remember. We are not
No fear. You're in Declare. You're independent of me, Ernest Hancock, here in Arizona's Sonoran Desert. It's a desert. It's very nice. It's going to get hot one of these days, but it's very nice out. When are you going to come out, Frank, and see what's up? They'll see our land and everything. When's that going to happen?
Oh, I can't wait. I absolutely can't wait. Yeah, we'll find a weekend up pretty soon. It's, everything's died down on my end and all the craziness. So
you better pretty soon before it gets hot.
Well, we want to look for land ourselves, or at least trying to get more familiar with the areas out there, or just in general, you know, just around Arizona. So,
well, there's plenty. This is a desert. There's plenty of land out here, and you can get it fairly. We got a good deal, but it had, you know, you have to. Who'll build the road? I mean, it's got a road, but it's you know, it needs.
You know, for the audience,
get the bus back.
Well, we just put some perspective. I'm just curious. Do you happen to know how long that land was on the market, or how many bidders, or is it kind of it's so far remote that you kind of had it to yourself in a way, or how competitive is it?
They bought we got 18 acres. They bought a 10 across the street from us just recently. So they just started going out doing whatever they're doing. And it's Camelback. It's West Camelback. I mean, it's West Camelback. But, you know, that's a main road in Phoenix. And so it's on that parallel. There's only one neighbor that lives out there within, like, a mile. And but I can see it's Cave Creek carefree in the early 70s. You know, you just see it coming. You know, it's going to, by the time my grandkids, you know, are age and start having kids, you know, another 15, 20 years, it's going to be a thing. I can already see it coming. Well, that intersection, they're going to finish that road. They're going to put a, you know, Circle K here, and there's going to be a Home Depot and whatever. So, it's very remote. I'm at the end of the road, of the end of the last road of the road, up against the Eagle Tail Mountain Preserve wilderness area. You can't even, you can only hike by foot or horseback. They go in there. You know, of course, I get electric bike, I do what I want. But the it's very, very, very cool, but it's remote. I mean, it's out there. You know, it's like an additional 15 minutes from where we were looking before. And where we had, but it the other one was at the end of the Maricopa County maintained road. So, you know, multiple times a year, you got the man out there kind of eyeballing you right there on the. I just wasn't comfortable about that. I wasn't going to be able to do whatever I wanted. And so the other one, you know, they'll come in, hey, you did it wrong. Yeah, well, I did it, and life sucks. And, well, we're going to put a lien on, I don't care, you know, whatever. You know. But we'll see how we do it. The architect wants to play ball and be all legit, and it's going to be a thing. We're going to press back on this because I'm at the end of the trail that went off from the end of the road and at the end, And, you know, we got a complaint. No, you didn't, you lying sack of snot. You know, look around. Woohoo, you know? So, it was a ranch. They do have open range cattle out there. We got to put up a fence. But they bring in, and that's the only reason the road even gets graded once a year, is they grade the road out to it, and they bring in the cattle trailers, and they round up the cattle, and they take them north. And they do that like in April or something like that because, you know, it's going to get hot. You know, and they're out here grazing. You know, that's one thing I found out, that Arizona, you know, the Southwest in general, you know, Southwest Texas and New Mexico and Arizona and all this desert used to be a lot more grassland. It was more a savanna type. You know, all the creosote kind of went up because the grass was all eaten, beaten down by grazing of cattle. So that's why it got more deserty. The more remote areas are much greener. And where we're at, it's pretty green. And I slow the water and divert and do kind of even a little bit. You can see little areas. It just explodes. And this, the plants out there are like 3 to 4 times bigger than at Bob's. You know, it's just more trees, more, I mean, it's really nice. It's just remote. So if I'm going to have the government come out, you know, we're from the government and we're here to abuse you, you know, and what do I get for that? Nothing. Do I get any fire? No. Do I get any law enforcement accountability? No. Do I get any roadmap? No. Then what the hell are you doing here? I don't need you. You know, so that's kind of the attitude we're going to be following this through, because the occupy the land concept is just for this reason. It is, I'm out in the middle of the nothing, and you're still going to, if there was new land, an island popped out in the ocean, a volcano, you would claim it and say, well, that's ours too, and you have to and you can't, and what, it's just the attitude. Now, this is one thing I wanted to bring up. We got the CPAC is happening, I guess, now. It started. And what Donna did, now you guys are like, this is good. All right, we'll do this. All right, here, well, this is probably the best way to do it. I go, CPAC 2024 conference agenda. So she has a schedule up here. When you go into that and you look at, you know, well, I go, well, when is Javier Milei and Trump, you know, speaking? And she goes, well, you know, Trump is speaking on Saturday. They got, you know, you do the agenda. They got the live stream, whatever. So it's Donald Trump at noon. And I go, okay. So middle of the day, who's going after him? You know, it's like, you can view the agenda. Let's view the agenda. So I go over here to the agenda, and I'm going, all right, let's scroll down. Give me some Trump, noon, Trump. President Donald Trump from noon to 1. I wonder if he keeps on schedule. So we have Donald Trump. Well, who's after him? At 1:15, it's Kerry Lake. Okay, well, that doesn't surprise me. A little Kerry Lake action. And then for 10 minutes after her is what? She gets 15 minutes. 10 minutes after, Lou Dobbs. Okay. Tom Fitton. Who the heck's Tom Fitton? Oh, he's a Judicial Watch guy. Okay.
But then, by the way, Tom Fitton, I donate every year to Judicial Watch. It's one of those I do every Christmas, and I get a lot of stuff from them. I have a lot of respect for them anyway, but go ahead.
Yeah. Well, they're challenging a lot of stuff, you know, abuses by Judicial Watch. We're going to file a FOIA request.
And look, the key is they've been doing it before Trump. I mean, they've been around a long time. They'll take on any side. They don't care about the side. It's just whatever is right.
Yeah, and, the kind of libertarian guys doing whatever. Okay, then let me finish this. The Good Doctors, General Session, which has senior editor of the Epoch Times, along with Robert Malone and Brooke Miller, physicians, are going to get in the vaccine thing. Hopefully Trump won't be going on about warp speed anymore. Shut up, you know. So you have Epoch Times. Then you get, you know, there's investigative journalist, God's Children Not for Sale. It's a, you know, pedophile thing, whatever, with Tim Ballard from Operation Underground Railroad guy, you know, the Sound of Silence. What was it? The
Sound of Freedom.
Sound of Freedom. Sound of Freedom movie we went and saw when it first came out. That was I'm glad they did that. That was pretty good. They didn't exploit the issue either. If you have an aversion to watching getting the evil of, it's you could tolerate it with family, you know, if you explain it and they're not too small. But the so God's Children are not for sale. Then you get Eduardo Bolsonaro, member of the Brazilian Chamber of Deputies, whatever that means. He used to be the head of Brazil. He was the president. They went after him like Trump. They didn't like, oh, hell no, not him. And then after that is Javier Milei, president of Argentina. He went and slapped around the World Economic Forum, and now he's going to be at CPAC. Then after him is Peter Navarro, the director of White House National Trade Council, former under Trump of whatever. Then they have some other people. So let's look at, you know, let's just go through Saturday afternoon. I guess this is the money day. Donna, is Saturday the last day? Does it go to Sunday? Or so Saturday is it. Okay. So they're building up. You go Trump, Carrie Lake, Lou Dobbs, Tom Fenton from Judicial Watch. You get Epic Times senior editor along with Robert Malone and friends. You get the God's Children Aren't for Sale, Tim Ballard, you know, from the Sound of Freedom movie. You have the former president of Brazil, and you have Javier Milei. Man, Saturday is, I wonder if, well, they're going to get good videos out of this, but the streaming, is it cost on it? Did you see if the stream cost at all? You know, yeah, let me know. Give me a note when you find that out.
I think it's on Rumble.
It's on Rumble?
Yeah.
Do you have to pay or free? So this is Saturday afternoon, MSNBC is going to be busy, and Frank's going to be spending a bunch of time watching all the cable news all day Sunday so he can be all informed about what they, them, those said about what happened at CPAC on Saturday afternoon. And I don't give a crap what they say, but Frank does. So we're going to find out, you know, what they have to say.
I don't know if I'll care that much, but we'll see.
Yeah. I think you can't help yourself.
Yeah.
I think you can't help it. So that's going to be, you know, interesting. CPAC with Javier Milei. But then I get Trump, Javier, you know, the child trafficking. We get, you know, Judicial Watch on some stuff. We get vaccines, vaccinations, and, you know, Latin America starting to come into its own. And Javier, you know, slap him around. Very, very cool. So it'll be interesting how they do this. What is the latest that you know anything about Arizona GOP Carrie Lake stuff? I, you know, stop paying attention. You're on the list, man. I'm counting on you to help me out. What's going on?
Well, I matter of fact, the quickest or the most recent I just sent to you and Donna right before the show. Of course, I'm sure you'll say that it was about the last hour. It was from Laura Logan. If you just check it real quick, it was from a tweet that she did, and she's retweeting, showing how it's already starting here in Maricopa County, but some of the fraud issues. Now, there was a guy who just interviewed, or not interviewed. He had his cell phone, and he ran into or stalked out Governor, our so-called Governor Katie Hobbs, and she was working out at the gym apparently. And if you just check your phone right now, Ernie, it's right there.
No, I watched it.
A minute. And he's following her out from the gym, and she's there in her.
Hey, wait! You're not being proud of me. I watched it.
Did you see that?
I watched it.
Yeah, yeah.
I watched it. Man, give me some props here. I watched your video that you sent. Come on, give me some shots.
Yeah, I'm surprised. Yeah. Good.
But it didn't show. It wasn't the one that had him going out of the gym.
If nothing else, for people.
It wasn't that one. It was the guy talking about how they printed an additional million ballots to be able to do the whatever. It was that one that I saw. It was Laura Logan.
Yeah, that one I had about 40 minutes ago. It's just right there. Yep. Yeah, this is Laura Logan. She was the one from 60 Minutes, the one that got attacked.
No, I know.
And,
but that's not what was on. It says Laura Logan, the cheat is underway already, long before the polls open. And they had a guy, Real Robert, and here it is.
Yep.
We know all of the different ways that our elections are rigged. taken, stolen, where the fraud is and who is responsible for it. And I watched it. It's like a minute or two of the guy listing everything that I've been saying for years. I'm going, you know, you're never a prophet in your own land. I'm just telling you, you know. So this is, it was not a big surprise to me. Of course, that's how they did it. I could read how they did it. You know, look at the law. That's how they did it. Seriously.
Donna, open the vents.
So go ahead, and what did you get out of this?
We've been going through, or the country, about all this for. Well, we've been going through all this for so long. We're kind of taking this. It's almost becoming just normalized at this point. But just take a moment again. Just think about from that video. You've got her at the gym. Now, granted, I know she was not in official capacity, and it's sort of like when she was at the restaurant and the black reporter. Remember the FI Times thing I got?
She runs in the bathroom,
and he shows up, and he just asked a couple questions, and she flipped out, and she dropped her drink, and she ran into the bathroom. I mean, she's someone who doesn't want to give a debate, and she was not on debate, didn't give interviews, runs into bathrooms, you know, spilling stuff on her. And remember, she was the one who was in charge of the elections before she became governor, the one job, and she completely failed, quote unquote, wink, wink, at that job, right? So now she's governor, and now with all of this concern about votes, and here's a guy who's acting as a reporter, asked very nicely, asking questions, and what does she do? All you see of Katie Hobbs, I don't even know what she looks like, honestly, because every time I see her, she's running away from the camera. I just see her back and her butt. That's all I ever see of Katie Hobbs. So she's walking out. This whole video that Ernie's talking about is her just trying to walk that famous Katie Hobbs quick, brisk walk, along with her security. She's got like a big security guy in front of her, and they're walking out the gym. But it's all it is. And you sit back and you say, and this has become normalized. When people think that we're crazy when we talk about election interference or fraud or what have you, you know, you would think that if they really believe that we are the conspiracy nuts, then simply engage and answer these questions. I mean, that's what the whole J6 thing was ultimately about, right? I mean, if you really think, just go back to that whole morass, I've said this over and over. If the Democrats, they know that they won, right? Because people really hated Trump, and people like me, wow, I'm in the cult. I think that everyone around me are a bunch of racist bigots, and we're all pro-Trump. But, you know, we don't realize how the silent majority really hates Trump to such a degree. And they all came out and voted Trump away. And I just cannot, I'm in denial because El Fuhrer, you know, Fuhrer Trump has brainwashed me and won't admit defeat, right? That's their thing. So if that's the case, and you keep trying to stop Trump to the point that you're changing the rules, you're violating everything like we're seeing right now, trying to get him, you know, for jaywalking, and what, how many court cases are against Trump right now? And we'll talk about the Fannie Willis debacle later and just what that's exposing. But the thing is, they've been trying to get him for what, like 8-9 years, including violating the Constitution as far as spying on American citizens, which we'll talk about that because they did it through the Five Eyes, which, you know, that all this stuff is coming out. What I'm getting to is they're spending so much political capital, burning bridges, setting new precedents that'll probably come down and backfire on them. All of this to stop Trump. And yet they had the answer right in front of them. Trump lost the election in 2020. He lost it, and he lost it in Georgia, Arizona, Pennsylvania, the states especially that were being contested. Trump thinks that he won them, and they said, of course you didn't. People just hate Trump more than you guys are aware. So fine. All you had to do is recount the votes before J6. People wanted a recount, and you do it the way we did in 2000. You have everyone show down like we did in Florida with the hanging chads. We all say, Trump, pick which state. You're contesting 4 or 5 states, right? You're such a whiner and you're a fascist. Pick the state. Pick any of them because we know that we won. Pick the state. You want Georgia? We'll take Georgia. Fine. All right. We bring all the cameras down, YouTube, everything, completely out in the open, and you count them. And you count them through. And since Joe Biden won, of course, Joe Biden will re-win the recount. And if you don't like it, we'll do it a second time. We'll just keep doing it with all the cameras showing, finally, proving once and for all, right? Just counting the numbers in front of everybody that Trump not only lost, but that he's a sore loser and he's a despot and he's convinced you guys that he's infallible. But we're proving right now that he is a fascist. He does not want to give up power, and no matter how many times we show that he lost. So that would be the win. Now, granted, we could also in the show talk about how even the recount maybe it wouldn't be so many up and up. But if you just simply make it all up and up, have no game playing, show once and for all that he lost, Donald Trump's career would be done. Because everybody that was supporting him, who thought that he was being, you know, remember, it's not about Trump. It's about what he represents, which is a broken and corrupt system. So if you can prove that the system works and that he really did lose, you would have deflated the entire Trump MAGA movement overnight. And they didn't, for whatever reason, they didn't do it. Instead, it was, let's move the machines. Let's hide the passwords. Let's delay and delay. Let's punt it till after J6. Let's just do all these games and hide everything. And when Rudy Giuliani and the whole tour came from city to city and did testimonials and under oath and all of this, and, you know, nobody would cover it, and they're just laughing at it and election denying, and we're going to shut down Parler, and you're not allowed to even talk about it. All of this. Maybe you thought it was in the best interest for America, but all it did was suppress, kind of like suppressing an immune system when a cancer's there. It just makes it 10 times worse. So, all, you know, that's my argument there, in the same thing going on here in Arizona with Katie Hobbs and all of this. You know, just simply for the people who I know, my liberal friends, who think that we're all conspiracy nuts about the Arizona elections, well, then why is not Katie Hobbs, who, you know, heck, she knows what she's talking about because she used to work. That was her job, was head of the elections here in Arizona. Why is it she can't face a reporter without spilling a drink on her and just turn around confidently and answer some questions? Just answer the questions confidently instead of running away. At some point, I'd like to thank some of our lefty friends, well, maybe not leftists, but the moderates that are starting to be, you know, their eyes are waking up to every day. They'll start to look at this and say, why aren't they just answering the question? Why are they running away? Maybe there's something there. So anyway, I'm going to preach into the choir, I know, but it's astounding. I mean, it's fascinating to see how many moderates every day are waking up to what's happening. And then to the Joe Biden deal, Joe Biden being such a decrepit person, the left has no idea how to handle this problem. That you know, I keep going back to this issue, that if Muhammad Ali loses to Pee Wee Herman, there's no way they can cover that. I mean, they could still, you know, Pee Wee Herman might still quote unquote win, but the integrity of the entire system, even for normies, which are the only people holding this whole broken machine together, is the ignorance and naivete of the normies. Kind of like what Peter Schiff says about the economy. You know, the economy should be done by now, but it's the naivete and ignorance of the system of people who still think the system's infallible, who's keeping this mirage of an economy going until it literally can't go anymore. And that's what's can't happening go. Now with the election integrity and just the country at large. So the moderates are the ones.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
U.S. USA News Update. Former President Trump is seeking to overturn his $454 million civil fraud verdict in New York. His legal team submitted a notice of appeal Monday, pointing to alleged judicial errors. The appeal disputes the ruling that Trump misrepresented his wealth to advance his real estate interests. A significant U.S. Supreme Court hearing Monday centers on the influence of social media companies on online content. The court is scrutinizing laws supported by Republicans in Texas and Florida, which were enacted amid allegations that platforms like TikTok, Facebook, and YouTube exhibit bias against conservative viewpoints. On Sunday, a United States Air Force service member died after setting himself on fire outside the Israeli embassy in Washington, D.C. Video footage captured Aaron Bushnell declaring his refusal to be complicit in genocide, describing his actions as an extreme form of protest. John Schaefer, USA News.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
What's the question? You're listening to Ernest Hancock.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by Dash Digital Cash. Tired of ever-inflating U.S. dollar? You can live your life on Dash with bitrefill.com, where you can buy gift cards from big retailers, including grocers, gas stations, phone refills, Amazon, and even prepaid MasterCards. Thanks to the Dash DAO for sending us 32 Dash per month for this sponsorship. It's easy to get and use Dash. You can learn more at Dash.org. That's Dash.org.
Kind of like what Peter Schiff says about the economy. You know, the economy should be done by now, but it's the naivete and ignorance of the system of people who still think the system's infallible, who's keeping this mirage of an economy going until it literally can't go anymore. And that's what's happening now with the election integrity and just the country at large. So the moderates are the ones waking up, and videos like this one are doing it.
Anymore. So just can't go.
Can't go
anymore. You know, this is, I'm finally satisfied that there's enough people questioning this and that has become a political issue, election fraud. That was the big, my number one issue. I mean, I know libertarian this and freedom and whatever, but I go, none of this matters. You guys, when we had Roger Stone on a few times, you know, I was like, you're just whistling past the graveyard. You guys are not focused on election law enough. And I was really being a butthead to him. He was not digging it. And I'm just, this is, you guys are wasting your time. If you're not fixing this, it's already fixed. It's not broken. It's fixed. Okay? So this is, Now they remember that conversation, and I get to use my pronouns. I told you so. You know.
I remember. Have you ever tried to get Roger Stone back on? That would be a fascinating interview after all this.
I don't know.
Not to say necessarily I told you so, although you might slip that in, but just what was it that you thought was going on, and what have you learned now? I mean, what has the, and who knows? I mean, maybe Roger Stone will.
They know that the Republicans were doing it in the 90s more than the Democrats. You know, this is not a partisan thing. This is a control the planet thing. You know, it's like, who paid more money to get the election fraud to go your way? Oh, I'm sorry, you didn't pay enough. It was going to these other guys, literally. You know, I think I may have, you know, it's a lot of times when I tell Donna to, you know, go ahead and get somebody on, she'll put it on the list, and that doesn't necessarily mean she did it. So, I got to check to see if she's tried to get Roger Stone back on. But the, I don't know why.
That video you told everyone, you had it on Front of Freedom's Phoenix about the election fraud. You said it was the perfect video that explained it. It was about a month ago. What was the name of that video?
Oh, my God. Which one?
Yeah, which one? No, it was the one he promoted over and over. It was, I don't know, it was like an hour or so long. I don't know. Anyway, I'll
For Arizona, it was called State of Denial.
Okay, that's it.
State of Denial is a documentary that they did on what happened from 2020 and 2022. So it was pre-Kerry Lake, a little after Kerry Lake. It was kind of a Trump thing. And they did, State of Denial. You know, this is just neon. I freaking told you so. I don't, how much I want to harp on that. I just want, now what? Okay, now you know, now what? What are you going to do now? What? Yeah, I got the now what's going on. What now what? What are you going to do? Now what? So I don't trust the entire system, the entire thing. It's not conducive to my mental health. You know, I don't care. I really am past care. When I say that, I don't care. Doesn't matter. Don't care. I really mean it. I don't care. It doesn't matter. It is going to be an economic thing. It's going to be an overwhelming, debt that we got to pay, and more wars and drafting of taxes of blah, 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 and inflation of supply chains of food of what, and it's all going to be orchestrated because right now, we talked about it in the morning show, the World Health Organization has treaties with all these countries that changed laws at the county and state level. A lot of people didn't see this. We recognized it back in 2009 when the Obama administration, H1N1 crap, and we started covering vaccines and vaccinations category and really doing our freedom of information request, all our videos, being a butthead with the governor, I mean, doing all our make them say it, you know. And what we found in legislation at the county level, the health department, you know, doctors, advice of the health department, because Powell was a head of the biotech attack terror lab, coordinated with the FBI, the Arizona Department of Health. He's a microbiologist. That was his profession. So he was in the middle of this, and he was showing it's all about, we agree to abide by whatever the direction is from the CDC and the World Health Organization. They put it into policy and law. And I'm going, what the crap? So that's a centralized command. We drop a sentence here. We add a word there, a little bit of ink here, and we rule all you. Well, that changing is happening this May. And it was supposed to be that they had the presentation of whatever changes are negotiated amongst a committee of the nations of whatever the heck. And it's supposed to be done by, I think, like November or December of this last year. And then you have time to comment, and they go over it, and people, they do their legislative approval of whatever the heck. And then by May, you vote on it, and the country decide they're going to do this or not. And they go, nope, 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 we're going to change it. We're going to do it different. And they get their World Health Organization attorney to get up, and, you know, and they turn them on, and he goes, and I say it, it doesn't mean that. What it says, it doesn't mean you can do what you want and, you know, wait and drop it at the last minute in April, May, and then you boot on and it's done. So saith, I'm the lawyer. And I'm going, wow. That was it right there. You saw, you know, it happening. So now there's, we had a lot of stories up on it. I remember Corbett had somebody that was watching this. He interviewed on it. We've done a lot of commentary on it. You know, we got categories on it, a lot of stories. And they're dumping this on people this spring. And it's just going to be, and boom, now we have the authority. We have the legislation. We have the power that they put in there. There's a phrase that they use. I'll look it up here. And I go, what the crap is that? That they are going to enforce the compliance with the World Health Organization on the planet of human beings. Billions of people, they decide. And I go, what the crap? This is one of the milestone markers in the worldwide revolution. You want worldwide government, centralized control, do it through health, through war, through whatever the heck you're going to do. One world government, I give you one world revolution. And that is what's going to happen. It's things like this, if not this, to where somebody is not going to go sit in the back of the bus. Some soccer mom's going to say, kiss my butt. And they're going to wave some, you know, freaking piece of paper at them, and they don't care. So that's what I see coming. So this health thing, how does that affect you guys? Do you guys, you know, naturopaths and medical community in Arizona, even looking at this kind of stuff? What are you doing?
Well, no, it's a great question. I mean, first off, I have to just point out how I'm shocked, or maybe I know you're going to say you're not shocked, of how little coverage this entire thing is having. I mean, I kind of wonder, is it just I'm more sensitive to it being a doctor and, you know, more of a, you know, libertine doctor. So it deals with, you know, health policy, government, being a doctor, you know, as well. That focuses on integrative alternative medicine. So maybe I'm more sensitive to it, but I can't understand why it hasn't grown legs. Tucker Carlson at least had an interview with Dr. Brett Weinstein, who's, you know, kind of a real famous biologist who sort of stood up to the woke. He's sort of like the Dr. Jordan Peterson of biology. So if you haven't really followed much of many of his videos, he's a brilliant man, and he's been bringing this to the attention, along with others. I'm looking at one right now, Dr. John Campbell. He's got 3 million subscribers, and he's talking about this. So, but I don't understand how it hasn't gone the rounds, even to Sean Hannity. I mean, God forbid bringing that up. But, you know, this is something that I think would certainly be safe enough even for the corporate conservative press to be taking on. I'm not hearing it from other sources, and I don't know if it's one of those things that people aren't going to take serious until after it passes and they feel the ramifications of it. I don't fathom it. And I'll blame myself, too, because I'm not, as a doctor, I haven't brought that up on the show as much. I try not to get into the medical stuff as much when I'm not in outside doctor mode. But this goes beyond that. Also, as far as alternative medicine, I've brought this up to, you know, to my colleagues and also those that are involved with the politics of our profession, which is the deeper issue is that it's not just about vaccines, right? And which I know that you know, they're going to be changing it so that you can't question anything that they say. If they say that there's a health crisis, they define what health crisis is, whatever it is. It could be, I don't know, whatever. I mean, whatever it is, they can call it health crisis, and automatically now everything, all their rules and powers come into alignment. It's sort of like here in America, if they call you a terrorist. You know, it's not just someone who's maybe doing a riot or a disagreement. If they call you a terrorist or domestic terrorist, automatically, once they use that label, then all of your rights go away and a whole new set come in that's been, you know, enacted since 9/11, right? And then, of course, yeah. The terrorist stuff, a lot of it started actually after Waco, but that's not to get into
No,
that.
The president of the Senate, Russell Pierce, declared me on president Senate letterhead a domestic terrorist. So we had to do an ethics violation. You know, that was Boston Tea Party. He goes, Boston says, Ernie, you can't let this stand. They're going to put you in the category of you're never going to whatever. That's what they're doing. They're canceling you. They're
So I go, no, 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 no.
We challenge that.
And that's kind of the thing. They create a new definition for something that kind of sneaks under the radar, thinking it'll never apply to you. And then once they use that word on you, you don't realize it all goes out the window. So now they're setting this up in the health world. So therefore, if they call something a health emergency, regardless, it could be a hangnail, and they say, well, hangnails now are a health emergency, so now we take control. That's all. I mean, this is literally what this thing is about. So then it's not just about vaccines or viruses, right? If there's a pandemic of a virus, well, everyone assumes that that's what this is about. It's bad enough, right, if they say health emergency.
Well, they've done it before with guns.
Right, exactly. The enforcement now, and these countries
are
trying to wait the right. But it gets even worse, because not only can they start forcing this stuff, is that you can't talk anything different, right? So if you have a different view about whether it's ivermectin or you question the vaccine, automatically now you can't talk about it. Now, here in America, they're not, as from my understanding, is they're not going to come to your house with a gun and say you can't talk about it in your house. They're just going to say, well, we can't, you know, social media platforms and, you know, spreading the information, that you can't do. Now, they're just going to say YouTube, like, so if YouTube bans your channel because you talk about a vaccine or something, they're just going to say, we're not banning you. Don't blame us like you did over COVID. Back then, it was a new time. We were trying to figure it out. But now, we're really on your side. We're for freedom of speech. We really are. It's just that the WHO is forcing us. It's not our fault that we have to take it down. So that's about viruses, right? You think that's bad enough about vaccines or about alternative drugs. Oh, no, no. It's anything. So anything the World Health Organization says is standard, and you have a different opinion, technically, they can force YouTube or whatever. When I say YouTube, I mean, you know, the whole system, the whole, you know, media machine, social media, to shut you down. So that would include anything, essentially, even an alternative medicine. So, for instance, like in my world, in prostate cancer, I have guys all the time, not to get all into that, but, you know, I just live about prostates. You know, most guys who have like a PSA of 4 or 5, statistically, you know, they don't have a cancer. It's a concern. You got to get it maybe worked up. But a PSA of 5 is like a Tuesday in my office. No big deal. Usually they may have had sex before they had their PSA pulled or something stupid like that. You know, that's
stupid.
So, well, I mean,
I'm a blithering idiot.
A stupid reason for a doctor to miss it, because on a 5-10 minute Obamacare visit, the doctor should be asking you, before, you know, if your PSA goes up a point or two, instead of saying, oh my God, you might have cancer. We had to send you to the urologist. We have to get a biopsy and put 12 holes, 12 needles, shove it through your rectum full of essentially sewage in there, the E. coli, and we're going to just pepper your prostate with all the sewage water and needles in order to figure out whether a tiny little cancer cell is there. Okay, so that is, we're talking about a low PSA of 5, right? So that's what they jump to in 5 minutes. Rather than simply saying, when I said stupid, is, well, hey, did you happen to have sex or masturbate the day before the exam? Or did you ride a motorcycle or a bicycle? Or did you get COVID? Or did you happen to have urinary tract? You have no idea how many patients had an infection, and the urination infection. They're burning urination. They're burning on ejaculation. Burning. And they go to the doctor, and the doctor, you know, takes the PSA, and it's a bit elevated. What the hell do you think it's going to be when you have a urinary tract infection? Heck, you can have a PSA of 12 with an infection, and yet they don't even ask. And look, guys, not to get into the prostate. I know, you know, a lot of guys are listening. Look, I know. I want to tell you something that will blow your mind, right? So if you guys think you're screwed with the system, this is an honest to God's quick story. I think will eliminate everything.
Oh, wait a minute. Frank's got a quick story. I want to time this. All right, go.
Yeah. Ernie, I think even you'll like this story. So I get patients that come from all over, you know, not to brag, but yeah, about half my guys, they fly in other states or countries or whatever. So I had a guy who came in, and how do I put it? He is the president of an entire hospital chain back east. Let's just say it's one of the real big cities. It's a big city. All right, I'll just leave it there. So it's kind of like here in Arizona, Banner Health. I mean, how many hospitals, the entire thing. Imagine the president CEO of Banner Health, right? He was my patient. He came in with his wife. So he comes on in, And I was a little shocked. I got why are you seeing me? I'm the quack in Arizona, the independent naturopath. You have the entire hospital chain to help you. Well, turns out he went to the doctor and his PSA was high, right? PSA was high. And it went from 2, and by the way, the cutoff is 0 to 4 for normal, right? Anyway, his went from 2 to about 15, apparently, in a month. Now, when I hear that, I already know it's not cancer, right? Because cancer can't go that quick from that position. Like, again, I'm not telling you guys medical advice, consult your doctor, but, you know, there's a lot of factors involved. But basically, when I see it go that high, that quick in a month, I'm not thinking cancer. I just want to know how much fun you had in Las Vegas or something. That's what I'm thinking. So he's there sitting there, but I'm thinking, heck, he's head of a hospital chain. I assume this thing was worked up, right? So I'm sitting there talking with, did our spiel and all, and I said, hey, you know, do you happen to know, was there anything different about you between the 2 and the 15? Any urination problems? He said, yeah. He said, I was peeing really bad, you know, and I had this burning on urination. And I'm sitting there, I couldn't believe my mind, right? And so I asked the wife, I said, do you have any UTIs? And it turned out the wife had a UTI, and she was head of the nursing department.
Urinary tract infection for right. Those I don't know what UTI is.
Thank you. So it turned out she had an infection, but they were a different culture a little bit, so she didn't really tell her husband, which is fine. Sometimes couples, you know, wife will take care of a UTI on her own. But turned out that she had a UTI the same, like a week before he started having a problem, and that's when his PSA went up. Now, here's the kicker. He was seeing me because when his PSA went up that quick, the doctor that found it, he automatically sent him to the urologist on his staff, and the urologist said biopsy immediately. Then he talked to another urologist who said biopsy immediately. And he ran into the same problem that a lot of my guys do, who are rich and or if they're black or both, because doctors will be over conservative because they don't want to kill, you know, someone that can, for legal reasons, make it worse for them. So they'll over treat. Don't do this to anybody. Anyway, the point is,
why? Because black men get more prostate cancer or something? Why did black have anything to do with it?
Well, first of all, black men do tend to get prostate cancer more than white guys. Although white men who are German or Scandinavian descent have a much higher risk. I mean, 80-90% of all the white guys I see are all German or Scandinavian heritage. Or if they're half German, half Polish, was there prostate cancer in the family? Or breast cancer, prostate cancer, but prostate, it's always their father was the German. I could always tell which side was German or Scandinavian. It's like I'm psychic and patients can't figure out how I know that. It's always that demographic. And, well, you know, I don't want to get too much on the prostate. The idea, though, is we think it's skin color. We seem to have the darkest of us and the palest of us, German, Scandinavian people, they have a high risk of prostate cancer. But the kicker is it's not where we evolved. So a black man from Africa doesn't really have prostate cancer. It's black men that move north, right? If they're in France or America, more prostate. The same thing with the white guys. Scandinavians are not all dying of prostate cancer up in, you know, if you're still a Viking up north, it's when they move south. So there's something about it. Now, what's going on? Well, what's made in the skin? Well,
melanin.
A hormone, vitamin D. And we already know that vitamin D levels, low vitamin D, is a serious risk for prostate cancer. So isn't it interesting? Because the reason black people have black skin or darker skin is more melanin, right? And the melanin blocks the extra sunlight. So they have more sun and UV, ultraviolet light down at the equator. So they don't need as much. So they have darker skin to block it. So therefore, the vitamin D production, you know, when you're in Africa with darker skin, is perfectly a modulated or regulated essentially with sunlight. When black people move up north, there's less sun, but their black skin, or dark skin, has constant sunblock, essentially. So they make much less vitamin D. So that is why we think black men tend to get prostate cancer more. Now, the question is, why do pale people, you know, up north have it? Because you'd think when they move south, they get more sun, and they should have more vitamin D. But for some reason, we still see this problem. There's a theory that maybe people with really pale skin, they hide from the sun more. You know, they burn more. Maybe they don't get out as much.
All right, get to it. We're 5.5 minutes into the short story.
Well, yeah. So back to the story here. Here's the guy. The point of the story is here's a guy who's head of a hospital chain, and he could not find a urologist that would not biopsy him, right? Everyone would want to biopsy him, and none of them simply asked, you know, why the PSA went from 2 to 15 in a month. Not one of them asked, did you have a UTI? Did your wife have a UTI? Not one of them, and here's the kicker, spent 2 cents and used a dipstick to check to see if he has a urinary tract infection. This guy flew all the way from the East Coast, spent all this money, did this whole thing with him, and in like an hour I could tell this must be a UTI. Nobody asked. I just took his urine, went in the back, did the strip, and it changed color. It was like blatant infection. I even checked on the microscope. I said, that's all it is. He took an antibiotic. He was fine. Never had to get a biopsy.
But they wanted to yank his prostate.
Right. I mean, exactly. And if the biopsy showed even one little random cell of cancer, they would have said, oh, my God, we don't want to kill the boss. His PSA went up to 15. He has cancer. Rip it out. And they would do this. They do this, especially with high-profile people. I mean, in fact, that's why my whole business came from the West Coast of Hollywood, because Robert De Niro actually famously was part of this story. Famous actors who want to use their prostate. No, Jack Nicholson's having kids at age 85 or whatever, and they have the money. They want to save their prostate and their erections, really, is what this is about. The thing is, they can't find a high-end doctor that won't rip out their prostate because no doctor wants to be accused of killing Jack Nicholson or Robert De Niro. So they over-treat. They over-treat. And the same thing with the black community, unfortunately, is because if you have a patient, white or black, and let's say you're looking at them, you say, look, this is probably not a cancer. Or if it is a cancer, you could probably do active surveillance. You're probably going to die with it, not of it. But if you want, we can track you and just make sure you're safe. And that's the whole industry, just tracking low-risk cancers. But for certain populations, if there's a black patient, and I know this because I've been told this by urologists off the record, is that if there's a white and black man and they both have low-risk prostate cancer, there's more of a chance they'll tell the black patient, to have it ripped out or biopsied and go forward, because if they don't, if in case, you know, once in a while, one of these cases does become metastatic, because you are taking a chance there, they don't want to be accused of course, let's say it all together, racist. Because then they might get sued by the wife or someone to say, wait a minute, Mr. Rich White Doctor.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.